New Star Entertainment executives already facing issues as machines crash. The Star Entertainment Group has announced a temporary shutdown of all electronic gaming machines and electronic table games across its three major venues in Sydney, Brisbane, and the Gold Coast. This decision was made following the identification of system performance issues during post-upgrade testing, and the outage left the machines dark for the better part of the weekend. The affected venues include Brisbane's Treasury, the Star Gold Coast, and the Star Sydney. The shutdown commenced at 10 p.m. on Saturday, and the company is actively working with its external provider, Konami, to resolve the operational issues as swiftly as possible. Star has assured patrons and stakeholders that an update will be provided once normal operations resume. The impact of the system malfunction and the subsequent shutdown of electronic gaming machines remain to be seen. While Star aims for a swift resolution, the inconvenience caused to patrons and the potential revenue loss are undeniable. Furthermore, the nature of the system performance issues identified during the upgrade raises concerns about the thoroughness of the testing phase. The shutdown highlights the potential risks associated with large-scale system upgrades in the casino industry, where smooth operation is paramount. Patrons and stakeholders are advised to stay tuned for further updates from Star regarding the status of the gaming systems. The company remains committed to transparency and will continue to communicate any developments as they occur. Star's focus remains on delivering a high-quality entertainment experience, and the leadership team is dedicated to overcoming the current challenges to achieve this goal. Head first into trouble. The timing of these technical difficulties coincides with significant leadership changes within Star. New executives are just now getting acclimated to the company and are already having to deal with significant issues. On March 22, the company appointed Neil O'Connell as the interim group chief financial officer. This appointment has now received all necessary regulatory approvals. O'Connell brings a wealth of experience to the role, having previously held senior financial positions in various prominent organizations. His expertise is expected to be instrumental in navigating the company through this challenging period. In addition to O'Connell's appointment, Star has also welcomed a new group CEO and managing director, Steve McCann. McCann's appointment marks a new chapter for the company as it seeks to strengthen its leadership team and drive future growth. McCann is recognized for his strategic vision and leadership capabilities, which are anticipated to play a crucial role in steering the company towards achieving its long-term objectives. His leadership will be particularly vital as Star addresses the current operational challenges and works toward restoring full functionality to its gaming systems. Further bolstering the leadership team, Star has received regulatory approval for the appointment of Janelle Campbell as the new CEO of the Star Sydney, one of the three properties impacted by the technical glitch. Campbell's appointment, announced on January 25, is a significant milestone for the company. She brings extensive experience in the hospitality and gaming industries, and her leadership is expected to enhance the operational efficiency and customer experience at the Star Sydney.